Hey, Albie, can we start hour number two with a deca moo? After all, I am in the jungle the day after the show. The show after the show. That's really unusual. It's very atypical. Normally, I walk off on the smack off. Not this year. Here I am, live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current home, Rocket can. Now, I like the way you clones have jumped on this. Since I'm here reacting to the smack off, you should do the same thing, and you are. We had Ken Danico on in hour one. I gave you my thoughts on the Avalanche and how awesome they were last night. You'd have to be to take down the two-time defending Stanley Cup champs. Can't fluke your way to four wins, and they didn't. They ripped it. So we talked a lot of hockey in hour number one. I do want to talk about that brawl between the Angels and Mariners. Now, that's a baseball fight. If you're going to let your hands go, let your hands go. And they did. And we'll get there. Speaking of letting your hands go, we had the smack off on Friday. And since I am here the show after the show, I do have a personal recap. I want to talk about what my overall thoughts were, who showed up, who didn't show up, what went down. Before I get to that, let me read you some more reaction really quickly. And then we jump into it from our standpoint. I mentioned that Jeff in Southfield was disappointing to me, just in the sense that I expected more from him. I know there's more there. His reaction to my reaction is, Jim! Quote, I didn't just tell fat jokes. I told perv jokes. You're a poorly dressed slob jokes. You're hairy and malodorous jokes. Wank jokes. And made fun of alcoholism. Don't pigeonhole me, dude. Hashtag smack off. Jeff's like, hey, man, don't put me in a box. I showed you a lot of range. You'll be back, dude. I know it. Romy, Caleb totally deserves the crown. His Wisco radio show smack was spot on. Perfect delivery, perfect accent, laugh out loud funny. Brad and Vic were not at their best. No show, Jeff. WTF.
Laugh out loud.
Rick and Chico, I don't know what happened. Life, I guess. But I was hoping for Jeff in Richmond. I'm sure if he could have, he would have. But like I said, you never know. Day of, you never know. Things happen. Life. Ed, Polyman, 34. Jimmy, great hashtag smackoff. Do me a favor. If you're still talking about the smackoff, hashtag it. How great would it be to get that thing trending again the Monday after? And you got to admit, the fact that we were trending top five on a day like Friday when all hell broke loose, news-wise, was pretty impressive for you clones. We were top five in the U.S. trending the entire program. So nice flex by you clones. Jimmy, great hashtag smack-off watch party. Ed, Matt in L.A.'s. I had Caleb 1, Vic 2, and left 3. It was at Matt in L.A.'s? I thought it was at Beauregard's. What happened to the Beauregard mansion? Is Matt Beauregard? I don't know. I thought it was going to be at Beauregard's. I'm not going to say that's a twist. I thought it was at Beauregard's mansion. Or maybe Beauregard is like those rich folks in Montecito where I used to play tennis when I was a youngster or in my young 20s, trying to make a name for myself. And they wouldn't let me walk in the house. I had to meet them outdoors on their tennis courts. Maybe that's what Beauregard did. Hey, Matt, y'all, you cannot walk through my front door. I will meet you out back. In fact, you can't be on my property at all. We're going to Matt's house. Pauly. That was Pauly's take. At Lanier Messenger, Caleb is such a popular champion that even that angry old bastard, I afraid he has a soft heart for him. I afraid he was incredible. I afraid he is probably not only the single most intelligent person in the jungle, he might be the single most intelligent human being on earth. He was happy for Caleb. He wanted to win. Trust me. That angry old bastard was in it to win it. I know he wanted to win. And deep down, I know he thought that he won. But he was a very gracious runner-up and said that he was happy for Caleb. He did. That worked his way back to me. He said, Caleb sounds like an awesome guy. And if it couldn't be me, I'm happy for him. At JHD Knight tweets, I thought the order went Rick in Buffalo, Iafredi, Caleb, Vic, 1-4. One thing we can all agree on is the first hour. Hashtag smack off. It'll happen. There are first hour nerves, especially if you've never been on that stage. Even if you're, quote, a dynasty clones. It's like the playoffs in any sport. It's different. The smack off is different than any other day, and you don't know until you get there. That's why the guys generally who have done well show up well, because they know what it's like. They've been there. It really is a great analogy. It's like the postseason in any sport. At Borquin Mike, honestly, it was Caleb by a mile. Then 2-6 in almost any order. Looking forward to your interview with an elk. Can I get a deck of moo? And this one, the hashtag deck of moo, will stand as the iconic audio clip of 2022. Kudos to the Wisconsin Dadonis.
He looks like a Dadonis.
Caleb in Green Bay. He does look like a Wisconsin Dadonis.
He looks like a Dadonis.
The strap over his shoulder. He looked like a Dadonis.
He looks like a Dadonis.
Rob in the 3-2-1. The greatest thing about Caleb's hashtag smack off victory was the fact that he now has the same amount of titles in Green Bay as Aaron Rodgers does.
Hashtag smack off.
All right, so 1-800-636-8686. Hard to believe, but Smack Off 28 is already in the books. Hell of a show, I think, honestly. If Twitter over the weekend was any indication at all, most of you agree. Because ever since we got off the air on Friday, Twitter has been nonstop popping about the top 10 and our new King of Smack. Speaking of which, I want to congratulate him once again. Classy champ. Caleb in Green Bay. We can officially now take off that best who never win one narrative and then put that right in the ground, because it is dead. Caleb, feel free to keep dancing on that grave. You earned it. I know generally that's not what you're about, but go ahead. You earned it. Stomp that grave. Now, there were quite a few memorable calls on Friday, but I think two that stood out above the rest, which we'll get into. Caleb, a.k.a. the Walrus, a.k.a. the Wisco Kid, a.k.a. the Green Bay Dadonis. He made
like
one of those calls, obviously, enough to rip him his first strap. A lot more on that in a moment. But first of all, thank you very much to everybody who did make it on air. All 18 of you, and yes, even the hour one calls. You had to have a sufficient amount of game just to get on the air to crap the bed in hour number one. Even Mark in Boston, who would have been the champ if the criteria was the shortest call wins. We head now to Chowtown. It is Mark in Boston. Great to have you back. Mark, how are you?
Oh, hey, Jimmy. Thank you, man. Hey, here's a horse reference left call.
Dude, you're gone.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call.
What a nightmare. On the biggest day of the year, the biggest stage ever. And he was all about it. He was calling, contributing in Smack Off season. It was his time, he thought. And then that. Mark blamed it on a power outage. Unfortunately, there are no excuses in the main event. I'm not saying that it's not true. I'm saying nobody cares. And there are no excuses. No excuses in the main event, but there is always next year. Mark wasn't even the only one to get run on Friday. I mean, I said it, right? Leading up to the event. Even in the smack off, you can get run. Even the best of the best can get run. In fact, LT opened up the entire show when we had to bring the buzzer down on Dan in Denver.
What it do?
So, no, the big day did not get off to a fast start, but the tide didn't turn in hour two. And the back half of the show was an enormous run of incredible calls. In fact, the entire top 10 came from hours 2 and 3. And 10th place was Benny in Wisco. Actually, that was not Benny's best smack-off call. Frankly, it was probably his worst. But the king of the one-liner still managed to land enough blows to hit the top 10 for the 6th time in 6 main events. It says all you need to know that a down year is still a top 10 year for Benny. He's that good. In 9th place, for the 2nd year in a row, Mark in Hollywood. Because for the 2nd year in a row, Mark made a really solid call, but he never hit that next gear. Never had that wow moment. Never took it over the top. Credit, though, to Mark. That's 10 top 10s in 11 career smack-offs. Now, he might not have found that next gear on Friday, the way he has in the past, but pretty much everybody else in the top 8 did. The top 8 calls on Friday were all strong. In fact, a number of those calls would have wound up on the podium in almost any other year. Starting with 8th place, in his smack-off debut, we had James, my man, in Portland. One of the biggest wild cards and question marks coming in, James, my man. And I called him out before and said, I've got to see more. I have to see that other gear. And then, in fact, he showed he's got a lot more game than just that obsession with Alvey's coital activities. 8th place in a main event debut in a field that competitive and that deep is no joke. So I was actually proud of him. I was impressed. Now, you want to talk quality and depth. Case in point, the dude who finished 7th, a.k.a. the triple champ, the Laguna Beach Bully, left in Laguna. And you know what? He made a solid, solid call. He changed up this year. He went pretty much straight sports, but still managed to be creative and hilarious as hell. Unfortunately, his phone line was slightly off. And on that day, that matters more than a little. When the top of the field is that tight, sometimes that's all it takes to slide a few spots and maybe all the way to 7th. Because that really was all that was wrong with that call. That was the major gaffe in that call. He'll be back on the podium soon enough. You can book that. Again, you want to talk quality, you want to talk depth. Coming in, I thought this guy had what it took, if you put it all together on the big stage, to win it all. He already had a second place finish. In 6th, my man, the RIB, Rick in Buffalo. He closed the entire event. And he came in here angrier and redder assed than ever before. I'm not sure. In fact, actually, I am sure. I'm sure he's disappointed to bat last and miss the top 5, of course. You know he's pissed, and you know his ass is red. But it's not because there was anything wrong with that call. The call was straight fire. The top 5 was just that good. Just that good. How good? Starting with the OG GOAT himself. Shawnee, the Cowboy Asian, took 5th. This is what I'm saying. This is how good this event was. This is how deep this event was. The Cowboy Asian came in 5th. Shawnee came in on a freaking tear and couldn't be more worthy of his 3rd top 5 in the last 4 events.
You wanted to hire Big Perk as a color analyst for the smack-off. I'm here for it. I'm here for the baby analogies alone. If Kristaps Porzingis and a sewer rat had a baby, you'd have Vic and NoCal. If Kristaps Porzingis and Halitosis had a baby, you'd have Leff and Laguna. If Kristaps Porzingis and Amber Heard's bad sheet had a baby, you'd have Brad and Corona. It really works for any of these people I'm competing with today, Jim, and I'm glad it does, because that is the extent of the research I care to do on any of you. When I woke up this morning to evaluate my approach today, I thought to myself, Sean, why not do what worked for you 5 times? Just remind everybody that you're better than them. And I pray that's what I've done for the last 4 minutes, because I could blindly go at Brad or Leff or any of the 7 Ricks and Marks and Bobs or whatever in this event. But the fact of the matter is this, 99% of you fall into one of 2 buckets. You're either an obese, sweaty hump, drunkenly rocking a jersey of some player that wouldn't pee on you if you were engulfed in flames laying right at his feet, or You're a suburban dad whose wife has already spent the $5,000 you thought you were winning today, and you're going to take your frustrations out on some poor kid refereeing your 8-year-old soccer game this weekend. So go ahead, do me the service of placing yourself in the appropriate bucket. Save me the time, because right now I am the 1% out.
He is too, and still is, and still is awesome, still great. Again, that speaks to the event. That guy came in fifth with that call. The OG GOAT. I mean, this dude is good. The Cabo Nation is still really strong. How strong was this event? In fourth place, the actual GOAT, Brad in Corona, the defending champ, the only six-time winner, just barely missing the podium. Smart as hell, as always. Vicious as hell, as always. And had great reaction humor, as always. A great call. It just wasn't his best, or it just wasn't the BIC's year.
Hey, let me be the first to congratulate Mark in Hollywood for bouncing back after a pretty rough start to 2022. Jim, not a lot of people know this, but Mark was fired from his job as an Uber Eats driver for something they call skimming. You and I know it as eating other people's French fries, Jim. Anyway, he bounced back tremendously from that, and he's averaged one acting job a day since the day he was fired. Yeah, Mark will be getting into character later today and every day from here on out when he pretends to be whatever name they just shouted out at the Panera online order pickup. I think that's probably going to do it for me, Jimmy. As you know, it's Pride Month, and want to let you know I'm as woke as the next guy. Like to finish my phone call here by warning Ira Craig, letting us know that he is a hobo sexual, and that just means he prefers wrestling with a homeless chick on the most drugs with the largest tent. Out.
Bradley. So Bradley, again, vicious, smart, reactive, but just not enough to win. When we come back, I want to reset and break down the podium, and I'm looking for your reaction. So I'm here the show after the show, so I'm looking for your reaction. Hit me up, 1-800-636-8686. This is the hour to do so, because I've got two interviews coming up next hour. Short week for me. I'm here today, I'm here tomorrow, I'm here Wednesday, and then I start my summer break. So get in here. UFC 276 is here. Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of UFC. New customers can bet $5 on any fighter to win and then get $100 in free bets, win or lose. And with DraftKings, same game parlays. You can turn another small bet into a big payday. Combine multiple bets, like which fighter is going to win, number of knockouts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code ROME. Bet $5 on any UFC 276 fighter to win and get $100 in free bets no matter what. Code ROME, DraftKings Sportsbook. 21 or older in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Tennessee, call or text Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
Got Dana White coming up next hour. I've got Dalvin Tomlinson coming up next hour. I've got me right now. I've got your reaction to the smack off right now. So let me finish my thoughts on the event, and then I'll get some more of your reaction. Middle of summer, yo. It's what we do. And by the way, I'm really happy with how it went overall. Smack off 28. Still a lot of heat. Still a lot of juice. Felt great. That will carry me through at least 30 of these things. I'm already looking ahead to smack off 50. Imagine. So it's at the podium. Let me say it once again. That's in a really competitive event. If you've got the likes of the BIC, Shawnee, and Leff on the outside looking in, you know it's a really, really competitive main event. Think about that. The three most decorated callers ever all called in on the same day, and none of them hit the top three. That's how deep that was. Vic and NoCal did, though. Not only did Vic and NoCal do it, he did it for the second year in a row. Broadway Victor sounded more dangerous than ever on Friday.
Brad, the jungle is not real life. Everyone thinks you're a tool. But to quote the man himself, Rome, a winning strategy in the Smack Off is to imitate last year's winner. So let me try that really quick. Jim, I'm not saying Brad and Corona is related to Bill Gates per se, but judging from the contents of his banana hammock, I'm pretty sure he's well-versed in all things Microsoft, if you know what I mean, Jimbo. Jim, baby, I love and admire you so, so much. You're like Vignotta to me, Jimbo. Kiss-ass little bitch. Rome, like the Golden State Warriors, I've returned from the depths to reclaim what is mine. They call me LL Cool V because I'm cool and the ladies love me. But don't you call it a comeback. Just call me Joaquin because, like the Phoenix, I rose from the ashes to drop straight fire. Straight fire, hotter than the twin sons of Tatooine. You can ask Sonic and Skywalker about that one. He'll tell you all about it. Rome, thanks for the vine. Clones, my name is Vic, but everyone calls me Broadway because I have a way with broads. King Victor is back, bitches. How's that grab ya?
King Victor, he almost did enough to rip it. Imagine if King Victor was walking around for another year with that crown on. And I'm not saying that he won't again, because he came damn close. Now for the runner-up. There is a lot to say about this call. First of all, what a massive and awesome surprise that Aya Frady jumped into the fray in the first place. Given who he is, what he does, how demanding his schedule is, you never know. The invite goes out every single year, and every single year the response is, I would love to. I'm going to try to. Except I'm going to be in the Middle East, or I'm going to be, like, he's always not only out of town, but out of the country, on another planet. I mean, my man is tough to nail down. So the fact that, and by the way, up until the last second, I didn't even know. And then there he was, on hold, in only his third Smack Off appearance in the last decade. So no matter what, he's going to make better. But will he show up? Knowing who he is and what's on his plate, I don't know how much time he's focused on this. I also know that he does not need as much time to focus on it as other people. So we call him up. And come to find out, that was his best Smack Off call in years. I mean, that was only his third appearance, I think, in the last decade. But his best Smack Off call in longer than that. That was vintage Aya Frady. And remember, if you're new to it or newer to it and don't know this guy, he is an OG. Aya Frady, I'll tell you how far back he goes with the program. He's named Aya Frady because when one day way back in the day when I was still on local radio, they put me on the ice between periods of an LA Kings game
ice.
And had me line up between the pipes and had people take slappers at me. And I afraid he was talking all sorts of junk. Like, you are going down, Rome. I will own you, top shelf, on and on and on. I'm like, who are you, out, Aya Frady? Stop with your slap shot smack, man. What's your deal? And it just stuck. He was Aya Frady. So Aya Frady calls up, and it's brilliant, and it's intense, and good enough to rip the strap on almost any other day. Good enough to rip the strap on Friday. It was that close. Man, my man got that close and nearly pulled it off.
It's not the field that's gotten deeper, Jimmy. Only the purse has gotten deeper. Thanks to Romy Bin Salman rolling out the Live Smack Off Tour, populated by a bunch of losers happy to take your blood money because they ain't got game and they know it. So here's to Lef and Brad and Caleb and Benny and Vic and Rick. You guys all have as much chance of beating me today as Mercenary Mickelson has of lifting the claret jug. And let me be clear, Jim, when you send me that $5,000, it It's going straight to the families in Uvalde, Texas. They need your money. I don't. I may be old, suckers, but I won my titles on the real Smackoff Tour, and I'll tell you what I don't need in order to win this year's Smackoff. I don't need to be reimbursed for my expenses. I don't need my dog's assistance. I don't need no soundtrack. Here I am, au naturel, kicking your ass because I am just better at this than you. Yep, I'm the age of all y'all's dads, but could your dad win the smack off like I just did?
This dude's so great. So awesome. I'll just say it. I love the guy. I love the guy so much. What an amazing call. And not easy for me not to put the crown on that angry old man's head. It was hard. However, I mean, that right there was one of the best Smackoff calls ever. That live analogy was genius. I loved it so much. Unfortunately for Iafredi, the new champ, who is not angry at all, Caleb in Green Bay, also made one of the all-time main event efforts. I've got to give it to Caleb because the call had it all. He did have vicious smack. He had sports takes. He had clone impressions. He, of course, had the Jim Romelski show live from Eagle River, Wisco. He had that too.
Live from Eagle River, Wisconsin, this is the Jim Romelski show on CBS Sports Radio.
Holy cripes, what's up there, clones? A tremendous Friday to you. My name is Jim Romelski, a.k.a. The Blimp in the Box. Welcome to the Glacier. It's June 24th, and we already have 2 foot of snow on the ground. Or is there still 2 foot of snow on the ground? I can never tell the difference. We have a busy show for you, but I want to get you in here. You know the email address, Romelski, R-O-M-E. Elski at haveabrat.com. The Twitter handle is at Jim Romelski. And right now our phones are down, but Eagle River's pretty small, so just yell out your window real quick. We'll probably hear you at the bottom of this hour if we get the phones working. We're going to have a little chit-chat with Farmer John. He's going to tell us what's the best way to get the goose poop off your lawn. At the top of hour number two, we're going to have a Glacier legend, a friend of the program. Elk will be our guest. And I don't mean Steve Elkington, I mean an actual elk. We'll come on to show for a little bit. At the top of hour number three, we're going to have Bill Plaschke teach us how to catch a sturgeon with a spear. But let's start this show off the way we do every Friday with a Deca Moo. Ben Snack, embrace your destiny. Join us once and for all. The North Woods are calling. See you soon. On Wisconsin.
My man, that's how he carried the day. It was that close. It was that close, and then that put him over the top. Once again, that had a little bit of everything. So everybody's got a take about what went down on Friday, and this is great. I want that. I love that. Without that, the event falls flat. It seems like most people can agree that Iafredi and Caleb both made absolutely special all-time phone calls. The other amazing thing about Caleb's win... The other amazing thing about that win was that it was a huge win for Lorelei's in Green Bay, a.k.a. maybe the single best jungle bar in America. There might be a debate there, but if they're not the best, they're in the equation. They're in the conversation. Every single year they host a Smackoff watch party, but they've never had a party quite like this one. Of course, they had one of their own win, but they've never had a party like this. Check out the real-time audio of the tension in the bar as I announced the podium.
You had Iafredi showing up out of nowhere, and you had Caleb. Iafredi, one of the best to do it, ever. I've long said about Caleb, it's not a question of if, but a matter of when. Runner-up. The old man, Iafredi. Yeah!
Dude, you could hear a pin drop in that bar until they found out who won. That was so cool. And then here's Caleb rolling in as the new king of smack after getting off the air with me in the final segment. Check it.
The winner and the new.
All right, so congratulations once again to the champ, Caleb. And one more shout out to my pals at the Lorelei, and to anybody else who hosted or attended a watch party, and to anybody who listened, and especially to all the participants, an incredible Smack-Off 28. And by the way, I'm still looking for your reaction. We're doing it in hour number two today. This is the hour. I've got two interviews next hour. Hit me up, and if you're talking about it still online, hashtag it, smack off.
Hashtag
tweet
smack
me
off.
Your podium. Tweet me your biggest surprise. Tweet me the caller who got robbed. Tweet me your biggest disappointment. Tweet whatever smack off reaction you have, and I will keep reading them. And I'm not laying it up. Like, I've got thoughts on that brawl between the Mariners and the Angels. I've got thoughts on Kevin Durant and Kyrie. We'll talk to Dana White next hour. I've got other things, but we got to ride this wave. I love that it's caring. It jumped the weekend. And it should, because I'm here. Normally, I'm not here the show after the show. Quickly, before I go to break, Jim, I was watching the Smack Off at home on Friday. I heard the Lorelei being mentioned. I left home. I rushed there. I met Caleb. Such a nice dude. He went to his car when he was being told that he won. When he came back in, we were all cheering. It was epic. So much fun being there. Chad in Green Bay. He is an American treasure, Caleb. It's so great. Midwest has one. Green Bay has one. And I said it. Like, I didn't say it to say it. I said it because it's true. I said it before the Smack Off itself. That's a really good dude. Really good dude. I think that's why it's a popular choice for two reasons. One, it was pretty much the best call. Two, he's pretty much the best guy. I love it. Rome, I would say you hit that the top 10 just about perfect. I thought IF Radio at first, but after thinking about Caleb's originality, you got it right. JP in Riverside. I think you're not the only one to say that. Hey, listen, if you think IF Radio, that was IF Radio's whole point. I don't need that. I'm not doing that. I don't need all that. I'm just better. And from that standpoint, he is. He is just better and just smarter, but showmanship does matter. I'm not saying that IF Radio doesn't have it, because IF Radio's got that crazy old man it, that crazy old man strength, that crazy old man anger. IF Radio's got it all. Came up just short. Just short. All right, when we come back, your phone calls, 1-800-636-8686. Or if you want to go a different direction, that's good too. I'm here for it. I'm here for all of it.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, so remember when Jeff Passan famously said there was the underground Smack-Off? Or the Smack-Off underground? That when he made his call one year, that he was getting reaction from presidents, pro franchises, and GMs, and agents. And they're like, no way, we just heard you on the Smack-Off. And he's like, no way, you listen, you know? They're like, of course. He said there's a whole Smack-Off underground of people that would never call. So I want to read you something, and I want to keep the guy anonymous, but about an hour prior to tip on Friday, I received a message from an NFL head coach, not an assistant coach, not a line coach, not a special teams coach. I heard from an NFL head coach and said, quote, haven't heard a Smack Off in years. Gonna check it out before golf today. Hopefully it's as comical as I remember. Hope you're good. NFL head coach who shall remain nameless. So the Smack Off underground is a real thing. That was very cool. I was happy to hear from him. And even he gave me a little bit like, come on, guys, let's get going in hour number one. Shut up, James Kelly. Kelly's always got some wisecrack for me in the middle of the show. Like, dude, you work on the show. You're not one of them. You keep acting like one of them, and you will be one of them. All right, let's go to the phones. 1-800-636-8686. All right, so some of the participants are coming in with their reaction in the aftermath. Got to go to Mark in Boston. That was rough because Mark in Boston was playing his best ball when it mattered most. I thought he had a great smack-off season, a campaign. He was peaking at the right time, then got on the air, and then, quote, the power went out. Let me go there right now. Mark, dude, what's up?
Tim, can you hear me, Mad Dog?
I can. Today I can.
Just to address what you said about my call, I care, and I think that excuse was perfect. So anyway, what's poppin' Twitter? Do you know how bad it is for me right now, Jim? I've got a guy trash-talking me, and his Twitter profile pic is like sunglasses tan guy, where there's this big white ring around this dude's eyes. So listen, yeah, that sucks. Rock bottom is a lonely place. That's a lot of work and prep and hype for a very disappointing result. Regards, Mark's wife. Hey-o. I mean, it was still better than hour number one. Hey, Sean, if being the 1% means having historically low testosterone and a link to a Cameo profile on my Twitter that looks like it's never actually been used or clicked, yeah, I'm going to be cool just staying an anonymous dad. And all hail King Caleb the First. I think you're about to see a good guy become a really bad guy because, as you know, every time a nerd gets over, he makes the world a worse place than he found it. Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, Elon Musk, the list goes on. So just please don't make me call hour number one next year. Being that close to those pathetic losers would literally qualify me for a charity tax break. Getting to the Smack-Off Mountain requires grit, tenacity, and a short memory, and I tripped on some green boots along the way and fell all the way down. So to reach the summit, I need to have a memory like Pat. War, Rick and Buffalo, liking his beer like he likes his violence, domestic. See you next year.
Dude. Mark in Boston, see you next year. See, that's what I mean. This is what this guy has in him. I don't think you want to make light of domestic violence, dude. But I know that's why you ended your call with that. Rick likes his violence like his beer domestic. Anyway, another dangerous dude when the power doesn't go out. Mark in Boston. Not showing a whole hell of a lot of contrition, was he? And this is, we know what happens when a nerd gets over. It makes the world a much worse place. All right, there's Mark in Boston, 1-800-636-8686. All right, so this guy made his jungle debut, or the smack-off debut, I should say, and I thought it was successful. He didn't win. He didn't hit the podium. He didn't crack the top five. But I've been talking about how deep that competition was, and he was top eight. And there were concerns about him coming in. He was a wild card. Let's go to James. James, my man. What's going on?
What's up, Jimmy, my man? In Albie, the sun rose this morning, so we know something else rose this morning. Jim, shout out to the Avs with another amazing Stanley Cup Finals, and the playoffs were just insane. And now Tampa can go back to what it should be known for. Amateur porn, right, Albie? It was an honor to participate in this year's Smack Off. I learned a couple things. I had no idea Sean looked like King Kong Bundy after liposuction, and it didn't hurt that Paul's dog didn't crap in a lawn. It crapped in his own doggy bed. And I'm glad that the fake left from Bakersfield called in instead of the dude from Laguna. And I'm lucky Mark in Boston's power went off, not at his house, but on his cell phone. And congrats to Caleb. Seriously, dude. Heck of a call. And how the hell am I supposed to talk trash to a saint? I mean, dude doesn't smoke, drink, or swear, but the dude can talk junk. Thanks again, Jim. Looking forward to next year. Come on!
James, my man. You know what? He sounds even better after showing the hell up. That was good for him. All right, so I think he found that other gear. Well done, dude. I am proud of you. I'm proud of the way you ran. Another horse analogy. I'm proud of the way he ran. He had a good, good event. That was strong. Come on! 1-800-636-8686. All right, so John New York had a ticket, did not make it on the air. I've said this a million times. It's not personal. It's possible. It happens. But I'm going to let him on right now. John in New York. What's going on, dude? How are you?
Hey, Jim, you don't have to worry about anything. That's understood, you know. Sometimes you get on, sometimes you don't. But I wanted to congratulate Caleb, and written by Jeff in Southfield. French fry, pizza pie, it's all on Caleb's waistband. Caleb's waistband. It's all on Caleb's waistband. Caleb's waistband, oh yeah.
Ah. That's not a good call. No. You don't like that. You should have worked that into the Alan Parsons project instead. John, that's why you didn't get on Friday. Caleb's waistband. Why do you all, and by you all, I mean you and Big Head, keep jacking with Baba O'Reilly, which is an all-time rock anthem and one of my favorite songs ever. Look, I'm going to put Baba O'Reilly, and I know it's going to sound sacrilege. I am a big, 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 big Who guy. I'm putting it in the same category, or at least conversation with Stairway to Heaven, and I don't know that there's a better rock song in my mind than Stairway to Heaven, honestly. Satisfaction. Stairways at the top. Yeah, I mean, I'm more of an alternative guy than a classic rock guy, but I don't know how you beat Stairway to Heaven. I listen to Stairway to Heaven every day of my life, honestly, when I work out every day. Every day. You know, there's not a single song you can't get sick of. I never get sick of it. And when I hit that part of the workout where I want to die and I need 7 minutes, I just hit Robert Plant and the boys. Dalvin Tomlinson and Dana White at 11:20 and 11:40, so I've got one more.